I'm not going to take the time to do my whole sermon today, but I do want to talk just a moment about the hymn that we chose for this week's lesson. It is located on page 597 in your hymnal, if you would like to look at the words for a few moments. I was serious when I said to the children earlier that I have very fond memories of hymns in my childhood. We sang them in church. We sang them in our home. I can remember my dad singing them in the car as we would go to and from church. So these songs immediately, with just a few notes, zoom me back into my childhood and sitting in our sanctuary and me standing on the pew next to my father and him singing with his deep bass voice and my mother on the other side singing with not as beautiful a voice. But this song is one that as a child I didn't grasp the meaning of. I remember it being a fun, joyful, uplifting song. And then as an adult, as I began to read those words, I began to see the darkness. Let me tell you a moment about the writer. The writer was a man named Luther Bridges. He began preaching at the age of 17, and he went to school at Asbury College in Kentucky. He married and had three sons, and life was pretty good. He was beginning to become known around the country as an evangelist, and he was traveling a lot preaching. He was headed off on a trip to preach around the country, and so he took his wife and his three sons to his in-laws' home to stay while he was gone. One evening, the neighbors woke and looked out the window and saw flames coming from the house next door. And although they ran to try to help, Luther's in-laws escaped, but his wife and three children died in that fire. Luther began several months of grief and deep depression, as you can imagine, even to the point of almost ending his life. But Luther recalled that the psalmist wrote the promise of the song in the night. So several months after losing his wife and children, he wrote the words and the music to this amazing hymn. I'd like to read the first verse to you. There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow. Fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still. Those words mean a tremendous amount to me. Words we heard in our scripture today. Fear not, I am with thee. The song goes on to say, all my life was wrecked by sin and strife. Discord filled my heart with pain. But Jesus swept across the broken strings and stirred the slumbering chords again. What beautiful words those are. Stirred the slumbering chords again. Friday, I took Blaine to guitar lessons, which I'd not done before, and he was sitting in the room playing, and as a new guitarist, his teacher would ask him to play a chord, and he would play it, and it just wasn't quite there until his fingers would finally slip to the right place, and it was a perfect chord. And I envision that when I hear those words. That oftentimes we're caught up in different things that keep us just a little bit off. And Jesus touches our heart and brings that chord into perfection. Feasting on the riches of his grace, resting neath his sheltering wing, always looking on his smiling face. That is why I shout and sing. Though sometimes he leads through waters deep, trials fall across the way, though sometimes the path seems rough and steep, see his footprints all the way. During the hardest times of our life, during loss, during trials, during times of conflict, during times of having to do things that we really don't want to do, but they're necessary, we can remember that Jesus' footprint is right beside us all the way. Soon he's coming back to welcome me far beyond the starry skies, and I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. While I will say there's one phrase in there that I'm not real sure is theologically sound, I'm not sure. Well, I'm positive. And I'm somewhat thankful that God doesn't fulfill our every longing. Because as I look back on life, there are some things I'm pretty grateful weren't fulfilled. But for our sacred life, for our heart, for our need, God is with us and fills us. It is my prayer for each of you that through this life that we live, through this roller coaster that is life, that you know you don't walk alone, that you have strength, that you have comfort, and most of all, that you know you are loved, and that the person that loves you most stands by your side. Not making all of your dreams come true, but helping you find hope and fulfillment in your life and keeping you singing as you go.